The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the Department of Education has been criticised for bringing forward the special education deadline by a month from October to September and announcing it online in the middle of the school holidays. Parents, teaching staff, the Irish Primary Principals Network and opposition TDs have all criticised the move. We're joined by Jen Cummins, Social Democrats TD and education spokesperson. Jen, just before we come to you, earlier today, parent and co-founder of Finding Charlie's Voice, Evelyn Byrne, spoke to Claire Byrne. She had this to say.
This is difficult, is that it excludes parents that are possibly don't know about the parent planning portal because they're not online. The communication has not been very, very clear. It excludes families where there may be literacy difficulties, digital exclusion, English as an additional language, those that might be in family crisis. So families most likely to miss a deadline are often the families who need the support the most. And announcing this on social media for those that possibly are not online or not on social media really creates a barrier that they don't need to have on top of the barriers that they face all the time in terms of trying to get a basic constitutional right in terms of access to education.
Okay, that was Evelyn Byrne there speaking to Claire a little bit earlier today. Jen Cummins, what is your issue with this decision to bring back the deadline from October to September?
I think the issue is that the communication levels is what's the challenge. If they had said before the school holidays, we will be moving this from what last year was the 1st of October to this year, the 1st September, and schools and parents knew about that before the summer break, I think that could have been managed really, really well. The challenge now is that schools are closed. It's the summer holidays, unless there's summer provision going on for children with additional needs. And parents, as was said in the Vox Pop there, may not be aware that it's available. And I know that a lot of parents have contacted me to say thank you for highlighting this because I didn't know. And if I hadn't been following your Instagram page, I wouldn't know this is going to happen. So
how do you
it's not
communicate
up to opposition
it?
TDs to advertise
how,
it.
How do you communicate it in the modern world? I mean, I've heard people criticising that it was online. I mean, most people are online now, are they not? How should it be communicated?
Well, what happened last year was communicated through schools. So, and the circular that came out asked schools to help the department in advertising this, but schools are closed, so that's a challenge. The department has said they are going to do an advertising thing for it. I haven't heard anything to date. Perhaps they're going to do it on radio or TV, I'm not sure. Yeah. But if they had done it, you know, even 2 weeks before the end of school term, the school could have just put out an email, or I don't think many schools do kind of letters anymore, but I think, you know, through emails, how they normally contact their parents or through the apps, they could have said, don't forget, this is going to be opened on the 7th of July and it'll close.
Is it possible
September.
They weren't in a position to do it before that they hadn't got the clearance and so on? I mean, I presume there are processes to be put in place before you announce a scheme like that. They're also saying the reason they brought back the deadline is to allow for earlier planning. They're saying if they'd left it October the 1st, it would only be a week before budget day. It would give them less time to make the case for extra places in the budgetary negotiations, and this will allow it to do so.
Well, they did it last year and it didn't seem to have any difficulty for them, you know what I mean, on the 1st of October. Again, this goes back to planning and forward planning. There would
but
be
that's, they're saying it is. They're saying it is about planning, and that's why they brought back the deadline. So they
so
will
they
still concede
brought
the
back
numbers.
The communication. They yeah. should have brought back the communication then.
Well, there's two months.
Not when the school is closed.
There's 2 months before it happened. It's hardly overnight, is it?
But schools are closed, Shane, and they're asking schools to communicate this with parents. So they're not writing to the department can't write to every parent and say, don't forget to do this. They are asking schools to do that, to help where possible. And they're saying they're going to advertise it themselves. It's almost a week since they announced it. I haven't seen any online ads for that or a newspaper or radio.
My understanding,
maybe that will come.
My understanding is they've got huge engagement from since the portal has opened on the 1st of July. I mean, are we underestimating parents and people's ability to follow these things and fill in forms?
No, I don't think we are. I think parents are well capable of doing it. There will be a cohort of parents and parents like that I used to work with when I worked in the school completion programme who don't have access to printers or scanners. And I know that's why they've left the part where paperwork can be submitted for 2 weeks after the 1st of September, because parents won't have that. But there are some parents who have challenges with literacy and they will find this difficult. There's also parents whose children aren't in schools yet. So how will they be communicated to, that? If they've no English, how will that be communicated?
Well, how would notifying the schools have helped if they weren't in schools already?
Because that will be for the junior infant schools. If this will be for the junior infants that are coming in 2027.
Okay.
So this is the forward planning for that. Now they may, and come here, maybe they will not have, those parents may not know that their child has an additional need going in junior infants in that time. But the point is to forward plan about that. My issue, I think it's a good idea to bring it forward, Shane. I genuinely do. I think the earlier they know about it, the better that will be for the planning. And I will commend the department have done excellently to try and get things as mainstreamed as possible. There has been lots of glitches, but they are trying their best to get it mainstreamed. Just they should have done it 2 weeks before the school ended, not the week after it finished.
Sure, fair
enough. That's the issue.
A listener getting in touch, could they not have contacted the parents through the school? I know it's holidays, but there's still admin in the schools, isn't there? I don't think that...
Well, no, there isn't.
There isn't. And the Irish Primary Principals Network are pretty clear about saying they're not getting involved during the summer holidays.
And rightly so. And I was talking to the INTO last week.
Is it rightly so? Or could they? Is it that difficult to forward on a bit of information?
Well, if you're not there, it is. If you're on holiday, and teachers and principals and SNAs also have a right to disconnect from work, so that needs to be taken into consideration. Do you know, if you're asking schools to do something outside the school term, how do you know that they're there or not? Now, obviously, there will be teachers and SNAs and principals who are doing summer provision right now and who will be there for the whole month of July, making sure that children with additional needs are being supported and having camps. There will be other camps being run throughout the country as well in schools. And I've no doubt that there will be principals, teachers and SNAs working. But this is another thing that they were not expecting to do in the school term, outside the school term.
The department are saying, look, we'll work with you, get any information you need to us by September the 15th, and even if you don't, we'll still work with you. I mean, it sounds like they're being flexible enough on this.
Well, I'd hope they would be flexible. I know last year when the 1st of October was the deadline, we were nervous that that was going to be the knock-off time and that there'd be nothing else. Now, they did reopen the portal again to allow for people who didn't have a diagnosis or didn't have paperwork or didn't have those sort of things to go again. But I'm uncertain at this stage as to how many of the children who applied in the first round of the portal being open or the second round of the portal actually got a school place. You know, because we don't know that number, how many children don't have an appropriate school place. And I say the word appropriate for a reason.
They have doubled the number of special classes since 2020. That's quite an achievement, isn't it?
It is. And I'm sure that there will be children who are in the appropriate place. I'm sure the vast majority are in the appropriate school place. But there will be those who don't and who aren't at the moment and won't be when it comes September this year. And they are trying to make sure that they are able to that every child has the appropriate school place that they deserve.
Okay, thanks for talking to us. Jen Cummins there, SocDem's TD and education spokesperson. Thanks indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.